We cannot understand Bhagwan. There was Darasandha also. He couldn't understand Prabhu. He was considering Prabhu as his enemy. We need Baladev Prabhu's mercy. And this dham is of Baladev Prabhu himself. If someone has to get the entrance into the dham without Guru, Baladev Prabhu himself very mercifully, he nurtures them, he gives them by Bhakti Rasa, he nurtures them, he fills them with Bhakti Rasa, or else without that, no one else can give the adhikar in Bhagavat Seva. So today we ask Sadev Ji of some tattvas. We will try to listen. Human and animals, demons, monsters, all humans, everything he has developed. But he saw, but for one and another, at all times, there is anger, there is hatred. They are killing each other. One jiva to the another jiva. By killing, then only they get happy. It's such a fallen state of the jivas. And by developing them, they were very sad. What should we do? These jivas, who is there to give them shiksha? Who will pull them forward? Who will give them the knowledge? They do not believe in anyone. The name is only demon. Or else they are humans. They are monsters. They are hitting each other and they are pulling themselves down. And they want to rule over each other. They want to be the masters of the other. Everyone wants to become a Prabhu here. So that time, Brahma Ji, he saw in Satya Yuga, that time they were meditating for a bit. Now he was in his meditation. Treta Yuga, then they started performing yagyas. When Dwapar Yuga came, now all it increased by two folds. That time brother was not considering brother. There was no love between the father and the son. Disciple and guru, and the disciple became like a guru, and he started pressing down his guru, like, if you will follow my instructions, then only you will remain at the position of the guru. When Dwapar Yuga came, it was a very strange situation. Brahmaji accepted his defeat that time. So that time Brahmaji, by him, pranam mantra, he had the seed mantra, Omkar, Kling. Of Omkar, he started doing the japa, Bhagwan. In his heart, he started manifesting Bhagwan in his heart. He prayed to Bhagwan. For these jivas, what should we do? These Kudra jiva, brainless jiva. However, they are very sharp. They do not listen. If they even listen, they will not follow it. So what should we do with these jivas? And how should we help them? So that time, Bhagwan himself, I, in Chaturmasya, on the first day of Chaturmasya, I will come. How do we have to come? So that time, Parasha Rishi in Braj, Parasha, Durvasa, Harir, Gautam, all the Bharatvads, all the Rishi Masi's regulation was, when Chaturmasya comes, before that, the starting only, they all get come together and they stay in one place in Braj. 4 months they do not wander anywhere around. When you will read Bhagavat, you will know Narad Rishi's Katha comes. Another Rishi, so many Rishi Murshis and Rajasis, everyone got together. For 4 months, they would come together and they would follow Chaturmasya Vratam. In that, Narad Rishi himself, in his childhood, from with his mother, he was present there. How was he present there? The mother was sweeping and cleaning. She would get the wood logs, she would get the flowers and the fruits, and she would put, take all the pots and plates of others. These Rishi Murshis, in the last time, one time, from the fruits and roots, they were just fulfilling themselves all day. Harikatha, Kirtan, Yagya was going on. In the time, if they were honoring something, they would give a little bit to Narad Rishi also, and he would honor themselves. So the 4 months passed by like this. When the Rishi people, Rishis started going away, Narad Rishi, like a kid, started crying. Rishis gave them a mantra. Just manifest this mantra in your heart. Bhagwan will bestow mercy upon you. Then they went away. What is Narad Rishi doing? He is a small kid. He is meditating of Bhagwan's mantra. He is doing. He is chanting on that mantra. He is a very beloved son of the mother. Oh son, please bathe. Oh son, do eat. Oh son, please rest. He got very disturbed by the mantra. She is not letting me chant. All time she is just bestowing her love on me. And all time she is thinking about food and everything. So that time, Narad Rishi was thinking, how should I run away? Mother is not leaving me. In night also she holds me and sleeps so that I don't run away. One day, by the influence of Kal, this mother was been stung by the snake and she died. He went into the forest. When he went there, he started meditating on the mantras. Bhagwan Shri Hari himself came. Your name and your gotra, you will always preach about it now, when the time will come. I will take them yourself with me. Now you just go and do the Harinama Kirtan. Bhagwan gave the... And he went away. Now what happened? Parashar, all the Rishis, Murshis who were there, they all came to Vrindavan. Because in the, all the 12 forest, Vrindavan is the most prominent forest. Vrinda Devis, there are 12 forests and 12 sub-forests, but Vrindavan, it is the most prominent place. It is Bhagwan's Leela Bhumi. That is why they came, Rishi Murshis came. From tomorrow the Vrata will start. Now where will the Vrata happen? So they start came here to have the discussion. When they were about to return, so that time the storm, rainstorm came, hailstorm came. So at the time of the evening, everyone came together. They crossed Yamuna. It's all the ashrams on the other side. There's a Vari Tila, Yoga Tila, Amrish Tila, everything is in Mathura. In Mathura itself, in Madhupuri, they were staying there. Because Vrindavan is a Siddha Bhumi. Mathura Devi, she frees you from the karma gyan. And she gives you this power to be free from them. That is, then only Vrindavan becomes easy to rest. Then they come to Braj. And the Rishis are going there. Yamuna ji was flooding. It was such a big Yamuna. It's not like a small canal. Where is Gopal? Where is Mathura? Everything is in Yamuna. It was such a flood coming. They told to the boatsmen, please help us cross. They are old Rishis. They were famous. Baba, I cannot cross it, Maharaj. Tonight just stay at our house, please. Stay in our hut house. tomorrow we will let come bring you to the other side. He was like, why? Because in the night a flood will come, then we will not be able to control the boat. The lightning is happening, the clouds are cracking, we cannot control the boat, it's so risky to row on the other side. Rishi was like, no, tomorrow is Chaturmasya. I will not stay in opposite, I will not stay in someone else's house. It is Chaturmasya's regulation. Do not sit on anyone's bed. Do not eat anyone's food, grain. And remnants don't take. And you have to eat one time in the day. Chaturmasya has a lot of regulations in it. Rishi was like, tomorrow is my vrata, I have to go. I have to go anyhow. So he had a daughter. How was the daughter? One day, in Yamunaji, a big fish was found. The fish was dead. So when they got that fish, when they cut the stomach, a girl was in there. Very beautiful girl. But her body had this fish smell in it. She was very beautiful. But from her body, the fish smell was coming. And the raw fish had such a bad smell, no one can even come close to that person. When they used to see the girl from distance, they used to get maddened. But when they used to come close, they used to like run away because of that bad odor. The girl was like, father, give me the order. I will row the boat to the other side and take the rishi. The father was like, how will you do that? She was like, father, I can do so. The rishi does not want to stay. I will just cross the river and come back. He was like, it's such a big Yamuna, how will you row the boat? He was like, I'm my father's daughter. I have a lot of power in me. Then she started rowing. The boat was open. The flood is coming. When did she row the boat away? In the night? It's nothing. It was the light was crackening. The boat got stuck at an island. The girl got down. So that from the island, then I will at least push it to the water then. She couldn't push the boat away from the island because it was stuck there and it was such a big flood. Now the other side, what happened? The rishi, it is like crackling is happening. The girl is doing such a hardship, but she's not able to open it. When he see you, in meantime, 16-year-old boy, he took birth. The girl was so ashamed. What happened here? Rishi just saw me. By just looking at me, I got pregnant as well. And I gave birth to a son as well of 16 years old. Then the beautiful son paid pranams to the mother, paid pranams to Parasha Rishi. He was like, what is my instruction? Your instruction is, in this world, there is no knowledge in this world. If there is knowledge, there is no technology. They do not have the caliber in themselves. They don't have the, they know a lot of things, but they do not follow it. And everyone, they have got the animal propensity. They have got the hatred, jealousy. So many, lust, anger, greed, everything they have got in themselves. What is the condition? No one is following anything and they are all lying to each other. No matter how much father explains to the son will be like, you, man, you have got old, your brain has got mad and now you should follow me. The brother is not following the brother. What should they do now? So that is why we were all shocked. So you do one thing.
So one who is ignorant, he has no conception, what is good, what is bad. And then he becomes very sad. So Parasha Rishi told him, oh, there's Adi Badri, Adi Kedran Praj, go there and do tapasya there. You read the Vedanta, Shastra, Gita, Bhagavad, Upanishad, write all the Puranas. So Narada the Shri told Vyasadev, for those who are Rajagun, write Rajasi Purans. For those who are Tamagun, write Tamasi Purans. And for those who are Nirgun, write Nirgun Purans. Like step by step, gradually, when he advances and he reaches MA PhD. Because and one is only 3 or 4 years old, how will you understand what is MA PhD? So one is in Tamagun, Tamasik Puran is necessary for him. He likes fish, he likes meat, he like drinks alcohol, wine, he'll do all sorts of nonsense things. So how can such people be encouraged? Legacy hunters, they kill people. There are some hunters, low caste people. And they say, I am most exalted of all. So you write Tamasik Purans for them. And for the Raja, Maharaja, so the kings, you write the Rajasi Purans. And for the seven Brahman Devatas, you write Satik Puranas. But you empower everyone. Like nowadays, you see, the primary school students, then they go to high school, then they go to college, then they go to university. But it is not possible in one day. So those who are in Tamagun, they should be encouraged that, okay, you eat meat, but then sacrifice some animals in the yagya and then you can eat meat. Don't drink wine. You drink somras. And then the day you want to drink alcohol, drink this somras, and gradually you should be encouraged. It cannot happen all of a sudden, it can happen gradually. If you write this Tamasik Puran, Rajasik Puran, Satik Puran, like you see, for those in Rajagun, they say on Monday, Somvar, this day is meant for Shiva. So don't eat meat on this day, don't drink wine on this day. On that day, you offer some nice fruits and flowers for Shivji. Because many people smoke ganja, bhang, and they smoke many intoxicants on this day. So it's alright for Monday, don't do anything bad. That day, you do this Rudra Abhishek and you'll get Shiva's blessings. And once they have Shiva's blessings, then automatically they will be rectified. And for those in Sattagun, they are the Sattvic Puranas. So this way he gave this order to them. Can you go to Badri Narayan in Braj? There's Vyasadev's cave. Badri Ashram, there's the cave of Vyasadev. There Vyasadev, he went. There he did his tapasya, austerities. He wrote his Ved, Puran, Shastras, everything there. Like those are women, Shudras and low intelligence. He wrote like nice histories for him. Like see, there's many stories there, like, oh, Satyavati, your chastity will not be lost. Do this, do that, do this, do that. So there are many stories are there. Because women and other people, you must speak all these histories, then they will listen. Then they'll have some greed to listen, or they will not listen to others. Therefore, all these Tamasik Puranas written for them. And these Ved, Vedanta, Upanishads are written for them. So now, who will preach all these scriptures? Once someone has written them, who will preach them? So when he was thinking about this, then who is Vyas? Vyas is Narayan himself. Narayanam namaskritam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyap tato jaya mudhirayat. So who is Vyasadev? So then Devi Saraswati was called and saying, give good intelligence and reasoning to all the conditioned souls, because they will not listen to anyone. Just give good intelligence to everyone. Saraswati, the seven notes, Satsar, means the seven notes are Sarigama Padanisa, and all these notes are empowered. So Devi Saraswati was told, you empower everyone, give them some nice intelligence to read the Shastras, and give them some good intelligence to see what is good, what is bad. But who will preach in all places? So Vyasadeva, he made four disciples. My champagne, Jaimini, Paila, Sumanta. He made four disciples. Saying, all four of you go and preach. But they were only preaching Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Fourfold attainment, they were only preaching this. But people achieved Gyan, Vigyan, they were happy because they were following Dharma. And naturally they were becoming prosperous. And their desires were fulfilled. And then what happened? Mukti was very easily achieved. But they didn't say what is going to happen in the future. What will happen after Mukti, one achieves Mukti? Once one achieves Mukti, then what will he do? So Vyasadeva, he didn't say anything himself. Then what happened? And Vyasadeva himself was very sad. He did everything, but still, he saw this is very, he still wasn't very happy. So meanwhile, Naradrishi came. And he came and he asked Vyasadeva, why are you so unhappy? You're dissatisfied, you've done such nice things. You've written 1856 Puranas, 108 Upanishads, Vedanta, you've done so much, still why are you so sad? Vyasadeva, he said, I don't know why I'm so sad. So Naradrishi said, in the Shastras you have said everyone is Bhagavan. Ganesh, Surya, Shiva, Vishnu. You made everyone Bhagavan. And you say you have glorified everyone so much that people don't know whom they should worship, who they should meditate on, whose shelter they should take, whom should they listen to. They have no realization. Some worship the sun. Some worship Sana, Shiva. They worship one and they disobey the other. Oh, I am a Shaivite, you are a Vaishnava. And they start fighting each other. They don't want to reconcile with each other. So who is the owner, master of everyone? Who is Ishwar, Parameshwar? Jivas can understand on their own. Whomever they accept, that person is Ishwar, Parameshwar for them. They will only accept them as Bhagavan. And what did you say? Those who accept Ganesh, they will not accept anyone else. You say, Ganesh is my God. And they say, therefore you are so sad. What have you done? You placed all the jivas in illusion. First you delineate. You say, who is Ishwar? Who is Parameshwar? You establish this. So he asked, they said, how can I do this? You did everything yourself, but you didn't accept a guru. So now I'm giving you this mantra and I'll make you understand. Now you meditate on this and whatever I receive by the parampara, by the rishis, whatever I've realized in my own life, I'm giving you this mantra. So when Vyasadeva receives mantra and starts meditating, and what did he say? He saw Bhagavan himself. He saw Lila Purushottam, Bhagavan Krishna. Was he? Isha Sarvabhutana Mitesha Dhanatishtati Tani Ani Maya Ya Isara Paramakrishna Satchitananda Vigra Anadi Adigovinda Sakar Nakaranam Etisansa Kalamusa Krishna Sukhu Bhagavan Sam Indari Vakulam Lokam Vananti Vigilipi In every yoga, there are different avatars. Ram came, Narsingha came, Kalki came, Varaha came, Vaman came. So many avatars came. But who is Ishwar? Who is Parameshwar? Parameshwar is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna himself. He is Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. Bhagavan is Adi Govinda. And Brahma at that time immediately appeared. And what did he say? He said, write there in Brahma Samhita. Write the Brahma Stuti, write who Brahma is. At that time, he started speaking the Brahma Stuti and Vyasadeva started writing. And Vyasadeva, he wrote everything. He made Ganesh a scribe. And Vyasadeva started speaking and Ganesh started writing. He told Ganesh, I am writing all the Shastras, you'll have to write. And Ganesh said, I am worshipful for everyone and I should be a scribe. I won't do this. He asked, they said, write down. Write it down. And understand what you're writing down, or else your head will explode. Because you're opposing Bhagavan. It's spoken word, Shabda Bamba. So Ganesh ji said, alright. But he said, once you stop, I will not write anymore. You have to keep speaking 24 hours a day. The day you stop, I will not write anymore. So then he said, alright, listen to me. If you don't write, if you write something without understanding, then you lose your head. Already you lost once, then you'll lose once more then. And this time you won't get another head. So he was there, then he started saying, he started speaking Ganesh, he started like writing everything down. And then he spoke such difficult shlokas that he started scratching his head. He's like, what is he saying? It's so difficult. I cannot even understand all these things. And he said, if you cannot understand, then ask me again. So then, when Brahmaji himself came, then he spoke the Brahma Samhita. Who is Adi Parameshwar? The many Ishwars, but who is Parameshwar? Because ordinarily people have 50 good qualities. Devatas have 55. And Bhagavan's avatars have 60. But Parameshwar, Paratpar, Bhagavan, he has 64 qualities. These four are not found in anyone else. They are only found in Krishna, these extraordinary qualities. Nadi Murtishu, Kaladi, Niyamena, Tishta. Ram and all the others are Paravasta avatars. And Ram is the most, Ram and Narsingha, they are Paravasta avatars, most exalted avatars. But Krishna is avatar himself, he is Leela Purushottam. Ram is Maryada Purushottam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prem Purushottam. Therefore, he did stuti for Krishna. Then he became absorbed in Samadhi, and there he saw all of Krishna Leela. And then he wrote the Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran. Then he was thinking, this Krishna Prem is the fifth attainment. It's most valuable. But who will preach this? I've taught Dharma to Kammoks to all my disciples. But I've not taught them what this Prem is, Krishna Prem is. So then meanwhile, Sukadeva Goswami, when Krishna Leela became manifest, then Radharani's Leela Sukh, Radharani's dear parrot, was thinking, where should I go now? And there he was flying all around the world. Then he went to Kedarnath. And there he saw his very nice ashram. And there Shivji was always doing kirtan. There he was singing, he was dancing. And all the birds and animals were listening to his Harikatha. The Manusha, the Gandharvas, the Kinnars, Rakshasas, they were all listening to Shivji's Katha. No one can even describe such Katha. Bhagavad Gita Katha was being sung. And there Sukadeva Goswami, he was sitting there in the form of a parrot, branch of a tree. And Shivji starts speaking this Bhagavad Katha. And he told Parvati Devi, listen, I'm listening to this Amar Katha, immortal Katha. Listen to it. But Parvati started snoring, and started sleeping. And she started like snoring so much. And so then parrot, so there he was sitting in the branch of a tree, and he started impersonating Parvati's voice, saying, alright, go on, go on. And Shivji was absorbed in his meditation. And there you see. And when the Katha was fully finished, after 7 days, 7 nights, then Parvati, she got up. And she said, oh Bhagavan, what did you just say? Oh, I was sleeping. Oh, I was sleeping, no. Then Shivji said, then who was listening then, he said. Then who was saying yes, yes, go on. Then he said, oh, see there's a parrot there. He took a strident. He started running behind this parrot, kill this parrot. He heard the entire Bhagavat. He's unaware, he's unqualified. And look at his bird. They say he was flying all, he flew all the way from Kedar to Badrinath. And there. You see, Brajas, the birthplace of Vyas, and Himalaya is the Karma Bhumi of Vyas. Means that's where he was had all the Vedas and Shastras written. So that was like his Karma Bhumi, and this is Janma Bhumi, Braj. So then the bird was flying there. And then Vyasdev and his wife Vitika were present there. And Vitika was yawning. And the parrot was thinking, oh, this is the hollow of a tree, so let me fly inside. Let me escape from Shiva. And he flew inside. Then Vitika said, oh, what happened? Oh, which soul has entered inside my womb? And then Shivji came and he asked Vyasadeva, did you see any parrot flying here? He said, why? What did this parrot do to you? This parrot has heard the entire Bhagavad. He said, what is the fruit? Oh, he's become immortal. He said, oh, Bholenath, you're so innocent. Once he's immortal, then how can you kill him then? He's heard this immortal katha, he's become immortal. And how can you kill him? And meanwhile, Vyasadeva, he did a stuti. There's the immortal Atma. He goes to Vitika's mouth, and there, 16 years, he was there in the womb of his mother. Vyasadeva was praying, oh Mahashaya, oh great soul, please come out of your mother's womb. Why are you making us suffer? And he said, no, there's Maya outside. And he'll say, I'm your father, I'm your mother. And they'll say, I'm your wife, I'm your son, this, that. And they'll make me separate from Bhagavan and they'll take me away. I don't want to be in this world of Maya. I don't want to come here. And he said, I'll remove this influence of Maya, then I'll come. This is the time Bhagavan Krishna was in Dwarka. Vyasadeva was there. And he started praying. That, oh, there's one Atma in the womb of my wife. Kindly remove this, your Maya. But Krishna said, if I remove my whole, this world even exists, cease to exist then. Because the world is running only on the basis of Maya then. So he said, alright, I'll remove Maya for the time it takes for a mustard seed to cling on to the horn of a cow. How long can a mustard seed stay still on the horn of a cow? Fraction of a second. He said, alright, even for a fraction of a second you remove Maya, I'll come on. Then Krishna, he put a mustard seed on the horn of a cow. So you see, it stays there only for a fraction of a second, come down. And by that time, Sukadeva Goswami got out of his mother's womb and he started running away. He was naked, 16 years old. And Vyasadeva was running behind him. Oh, my dear son, where are you? This echo was heard from the trees, saying who is who in this material world. And there, when Vyasadeva were going, some apsaras were bathing in the river. And they saw Vyasadeva, they went in and hid themselves. Then Vyasadeva said, oh, there's a 16-year-old boy who went there. He was naked, you didn't feel shy. And he was looking at me, I'm like, your great grandfather, you become shy seeing me. This is my beard, how great it's become. He said, oh, for him, he has no concern. Who's man, who's woman? He doesn't care about anything. He's absorbed in his Brahmari and Brahman realization. And Vyasadeva, he went and looked for his son in the forest, he couldn't find him. Then he returned and he taught these mantras to the hunter, saying, go and say this mantra, do a kirtan, by which all these animals and birds will come naturally to you. But don't kill any of these birds or animals. Just bring whatever you've got and I'll give you whatever you want. So then when he taught these verses, they started singing all these verses. So many elephants, birds, animals, they all came inside the net. He said, oh, just look at this perfected soul. What kind of mantra is it? But he said, don't kill any of these animals. Meanwhile, Sukadeva Goswami also came there naked. He said, who taught you this mantra? Who taught you this most transcendental mantra of Bhagavan? He said, oh, I have my guru. Okay, take me to your guru. So took everything away and they came there. And Vyasadeva became very happy that you brought my son back. And he made him study the entire Bhagavatam. He spoke the entire Bhagavatam to him. He said, now go and preach everywhere. And there in the assembly of Parikshit in Sukrutal, more than 188,000 rishis had assembled. There he spoke the entire Bhagavatam to them for 7 days, 7 nights. Vyasadeva, Parasar, Deval, Hari, Gautam, 60,000 rishis, Sanakadis, everyone came there. No, before that, they followed Dharma, still they weren't delivered. But now when they heard this Bhagavad Dharma, then what did they say? That they saw they were empowered. So they got so much Shakti, they were empowered. And oh, no, there was Maya could not even touch them. They were untouchable. Anyway, untouched by Maya. So then, you see, Sukadeva Goswami spoke the Bhagavad, then Narada Rishi spoke the Bhagavad to Bhakti Devi's sons, Gyan and Vairagya. And then you see, Saunakrishi, Sutta spoke, Goswami spoke the Bhagavad to Saunakrishi. And then you see, now the Bhagavatam is being spoken in the entire world. So it is the other bhakti of Vyasadeva. You see, one is surrendered to Vyasadeva, the more one is surrendered to him, the more one will have the Shakti instilled in him. The more he can expand the Shakti and preach everywhere. And Vyasadeva himself, he is himself, he himself gives this Bhagavad Prem. Therefore, in this Asadi Purnima, in this month of Asad, means June, July, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he called all his bhaktas. He said, tomorrow is Asadi Purnima, and from tomorrow Chaturmasya will begin. So who will worship Vyas tomorrow? Who will do this Vyas Puja? There's Vyas Panchak, Acharya Panchak, Krishna Panchak, Tatta Panchak, Guru Panchak. There's seven Panchaks there, and they'll worship. So who will worship? So that time, Shivas Pandit, he said, I'm a poor Brahmin, but I'll make all arrangements. Not that only all arrangements are made for Vyas. And there's so many Brahmins there, Devatas, so many other Jivas. You should also think of them as recipients of Vyasa's mercy. Give them this mercy of Vyas. Not that you only give them food and water. Give them this Shabda Brahma and make this ignorance leave from their hearts. Therefore, these words of Gyan can be given only through this Harikatha, by this Harikirtan. By this Mahaprasad, you see, mind will be very, very pure and one will have the Shuddha Vritti. So at that time, Mahaprabhu said, alright, tomorrow all of us will assemble in Shivas Thakur's house and during Ashadi Purnima, we'll worship Vyas there. Then he said, who will be the priest? So then they all pray to Mahaprabhu. And they shall pray Nityanand Prabhu. And they said, you should be the priest. And Shivas, you make all arrangements. There will be millions of bhaktas, brahmins, devatas, so many of them. There will be Savastuti, Gangasnan, Tilak Chandan, Gayatri Mantra. They chanted all these mantras for Vyas, put the asan for him. They made all arrangements for Yajna. And then what happened? Nityanand Prabhu, he was given this task of performing this Vyas Puja. He was given garlands, everything. So he said, alright. I'll do it. And then he was going here and there, everywhere, wandering. And then they said, Mahaprabhu gave him this order. Still he doesn't listen. And meanwhile, Mahaprabhu came, saying, Sripad, why are you not doing this puja? You don't have time. You're losing time. You should do your puja. So he took this Mala Chandan and he put on Mahaprabhu. And he put some pushpa on Mahaprabhu's feet, some flowers. Now he said, now your order is there. Now we can do everything. Because if you have no guardian, then if you do something, then who will get the fruit? So if by some instruction, if you do something, then you'll have good fruit as well. So then Nityanand Prabhu, he saw. Then they did this Vyas Puja and they did Kirtan. They shoot it his Vapasad and everything. So you see, now so many ashrams there. Regardless of being Mayavadis, four Sampradaya Acharyas, everyone, according to the instruction of Adi Guru Brahma, they worship Vyas today. No one even knows, you know, someone doesn't know Vyas. Still, they offer some flowers, some chandan, and they pray. Wherever Vyas is worshipped, they go there. But nowadays, what happens? Now, oh, I'm Vyas. They see you, one small boy. He sits there to do Bhagavad Gita, a small boy, and he says, I'm Vyas. But this small guru Vyas, he is not worshipped. So, who will give the fruit? If I'm Narayan myself, I'm Bhagavan, then who will give the fruit? Whom will I worship? So don't cheat anyone on this way. Vyas is Vyas. If you surrender to him, if you do his anugatya, the more you surrender to him, the more Shakti you will get. The more you can preach. And if you do Katha Kirtan, and they'll listen and they'll also practice whatever. Or if you go to speak something, then you see, they will listen, but they will not practice what they've heard. They have this transcendental potency. Yasdevi has this Divishakti. He gives this Divishakti to everyone. He delivers it. So by respecting him, he makes your heart full of all this vitality. Saying preach as much as you give him, make you the representative of Vyas. So today is a very auspicious day. You see here, this sthiti comes every year. But without satsang, how can you? You have everything. But who will explain to us? And who will make us listen if we have no faith? So if they give mercy, then they'll give this satsang. And sadhus, they give this vivek, they give this gyan. Which you'll have this shraddha, you'll learn how to pray. And automatically you'll have this, all this wealth, as much as you want. This wealth of mercy. He's the proprietor, he's the master. When Dhapariyuga, when Bhagavan Krishna came, and before that, Vyasadeva, he appeared in this Mathura, this Krishna Ganga Ghat. There Vyasadeva, he appeared. And then he performed his austerities in Adibadri. Then he went to the Himalayas, and there he started writing all the Granthas. And after thousands of years, Madhvacharya came, the Adi Guru of our Sampradaya. He wrote the Vedanta Upanishad, and then he went to Badrikashram. And then he did this Abhishek of Vyasadeva, and then he showed him, I have written all these commentaries, are they all right or not? He asked himself up here and he read everything, and he became so happy on reading it. He said, I desired all of this. Now you preach every year. Then Madhvacharya, again, he started writing again this commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Then he wrote on Bhagavata again. Every time he tried a commentary, he'd go there to show it to Vyas. Why? Because Vyas is eternal. It's not that he appeared and he died. He is always present because he is the personification of this realized knowledge, Gyan and Vigyan. Therefore, this puja Vyasadeva is never in vain. Even knowingly, unknowingly, anyhow you do this Vyas puja, even if one listens to the name of Vyas, he will be delivered. He will have everything in his life. So therefore, today is a very auspicious day. Also today is the... And Bhagavan Krishna himself appeared. When he called Radharani, Radharani said, I don't have Kirrachi, I don't have Yamuna, how can I come here? And then, you see, Pulastha Rishi, he came there. He said, oh, in Varanasi, there are no mountains, there are no hills. So I'm going to this Himalayas and I'll bring a mountain from there. So even there to the Himalayas, to the Vindhyachal mountains. And they said, there the Shivji is abode, just give me some mountain. He said, Shivji lives in Kedarnath, he has such a nice mountain there here in Varanasi, it's so dry here. There's nothing here. So I'll just take some nice mountain here from here and put there in Varanasi. Make it turn into Shivdham. So everyone said, alright. Dronanchal has one son called Giriraj Govardhan. Go take him there. Oh, he's useless. He doesn't respect anyone. He doesn't care for anyone. He is stubborn. He is arrogant. He is only by himself. He doesn't care for himself. He is only all by himself. He is very beautiful. You take him and go away from here. Then he said, hey Giriraj, come with me. He said, alright, I'll come on one condition. Wherever you go, you'll have to place me there. Once you make me sit down somewhere, I'll never come anywhere. And by his power of austerities, he lifted Giriraj there. And as soon as he entered into this boundary of Braj, then what happened? Giriraj started chanting, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, O Radharani, Sarup Shakti, Halla Dineshakti, bestow your mercy upon me. Oh, I want to come to Braj, I don't want to leave here. Why is he taking there to Varanasi? I want to stay here in Braj. Then Varanasi, all these opium addicts are staying there. Dathura, marijuana, smoking, they're getting high there all the time. And they have this chilam, all kinds of intoxicants, they're getting high. You see, Varanasi means what? Where there's rad, sad, you see, you'll find so many bulls there. You'll find so many sannyasis there, Mayavadi sannyasis. So many you'll find there. Wherever you go, they'll send famous sannyasi in Varanasi. Said, I won't go there. And you see, this Rishi, he was such a great tapasvi. But still, yeah, there he had to pass urine now. He couldn't control himself. Because Giriraj is remembering Radharani so much, he said, I don't want to leave Braj. He said, hold my Giriraj, he called Brahmin, I'll go bathe and come. The Brahmin said, oh, I'm dying. How can I lift him? He's so heavy. And Giriraj, he said, oh, no, I'll just stay here. When Pulastri, she went there to do this, when he went to urinate there, then you see, he drank, you see, there, Pulastri, he passed so much urine that all the water in Braj became salty because of Pulastri. Then Giriraj, he said, I'm not going. And he said, all right, you're going to curse you. Alright, you're a sannyasi, you're very angry, okay, curse me. He said, alright, every day you reduce the size of a mustard seed, but I'll never leave Braj. So what Krishna say? He saw his nishta, and he kept him there for 7 days, 7 nights. And he said, this Giriraj, he will give shelter to everyone, he will fulfill everyone's desires. He will give everything in charity, and he will look after everyone. He has all this wealth of mercy. And then 7 days, 7 nights, all of Braj came there. There was no shortage of food, water, lodging, everything. And you see, Indra did so many things, but still he couldn't do anything. So much water, shower, thunderbolts. So one who takes shelter of Braj, then Krishna is saying, if anyone takes shelter of Braj, and I look after him. Like I look after the Vrajavasis. So today, on the same day, Giriraj appeared. So you see, millions of people, they perform parikrama there in Giriraj. There's no way to even go, there's no place for even an ant to go there. When Sanatana Goswami came to Braj, every day from Vrindavan to Mathura, Mathura to Govardhan, again Govardhan to Mathura, and then again Mathura to Vrindavan. He never stopped this. Entire life he kept doing this Giriraj Govardhan parikrama. When he became old, then his body would not move anymore. And one day, and you see, it was very hot. So two boys, they came there, and there they started fanning him. Said, Baba, you perform so many austerities. How can you do this now in your old age? No, don't do this anymore. He said, No, as long as I'm alive in this world, I'll continue doing this parikrama. And they gave this imprints of their feet, the imprint, and then the sign of a flute, cows of print on Giriraj Shila. These two boys, they gave it to Sanatan Goswami. Here, take this Giriraj Shila and keep it with you. As imprints of our feet, the cows, flute, here, take this. and you do parikrama. Four times if you do this, and you get the fruit doing Giriraj parikrama. Then they say, how they bring it? Then they, two boys, they put this stone there in the Radha Damodar temple, Seva Kunsh. Here, Sanatan Goshai, you do parikrama. So every day he do parikrama of the Shila, he do Abhishek. And Sanatan Goshai, every day he'd go to Darshan of Gopishwar. Gopishwar is so happy with him. And he said, oh, he's giving me Bhagwan, he's giving me Giriraj's Charanamrit. Because every day he takes Giriraj's Charanamrit and go there to Gopishwar. And then one day he couldn't move his body as much. And Gopishwar said, oh, Gosai, I'll come to you, he said. And then from there he came and he stood there in Bankandi, saying, I can't leave you and you can't leave me. So he came there as, you come here to Bankandi. There's no need for you to go to Gopishwar. So then one day Sanatan Goswami was doing Bhajan Vrindavan. You see, Sanatan Goswami, he stayed for 2 months on the banks of Ganga in Varanasi. That was a Tapan Mishra. There, Mahaprabhu, for 2 months, he gave instructions on Sanatan Siksha. He said, he gave me instructions, but I'll forget. He said, no, when you start writing, then you'll start remembering everything. There he wrote this Hari Bhakti Vilas. Mere Breath, Bhagatamrit, so many books he wrote. What happened one day? There was one very poor Brahmin from Varanasi. So he said, Shiv Thakur, my daughter, I have to get married. You give me some money, some nice things. And Shivji said, oh, do you think I'm Kuber? You see any wealth with me? I live here where people burn the bodies of their dear ones. I'm like covered by ashes and snakes. What can I give you? He said, how can I have my daughter married then? And Shivji said, okay, leave Varanasi and go to Vrindavan. So who should I go there to Vrindavan? There's one Sanatan Goswami, go to him. And then this Brahman, he came from Varanasi to Vrindavan. There when Sanatan Goswami came there, what did he see? When this Brahman came there, he only wore one kope in there. And there he just had one earthen pot. He said, he offered his pranams and he said, oh Maharaj, are you Sanatan Goswami? Kashi Vishwanath has sent me here to you. He said, what do you want? Oh, I don't have anything to have my daughter married. Give me some wealth. Then he said, all right. You see, before I was king's prime minister, but now you see I'm living under different trees. I don't even have a house. Sometimes I eat some dry chickpeas, sometimes not even that. I don't have anything to even eat. But he said, okay, Shivji doesn't speak lies. So does it mean he spoke a lie? No, he hasn't spoken a lie. Okay, some days before I was doing parikrama there, I found a parashmani, touchstone. Found this touchstone and I saw that if I have this, how can I do bhajan then? I won't be able to do bhajan, I'll just make a palace. So he threw it away then. Saying, okay, go, we'll find it in the garbage dump there. So this Brahmin became so happy. And there he found this touchstone. Whatever this touchstone comes in contact with, it'll also become a touchstone. You see, he can have anything he wants. Then he took the stone and he was returning. He was thinking, you see, Satrajit, the father of Satyabhama, he received the Shamantik Jain. Then just he died, his brother died, Akrura stole this, Krishna was insulted. So many things happened. So if I have this touchstone, surely someone kill me. And take it away. It is like death for me, this touchstone. Someone finds the rope of this and what will they do to? This is not good for me. This is like death. This is my last time. This is like my last end of days if I have this touchstone. And Sanatan Goswami, he said, the Brahmin at Sanatan Goswami said, you're so wealthy, threw this away, give me that wealth, which is inexhaustible, which is never finished. I want that wealth. I don't want this wealth. He said, why, this is like death. Or else I'll die immediately if I have this touchstone. I don't know. Why should I take this thing? So give me that wealth that you're relishing. Sanatan Goswami said, alright, you want this? Then throw it away in the Yamuna, he said. Then he threw it away in the Yamuna as far as he could. Sanatan Goswami didn't make any disciples. But this Brahmin who came from Varanasi, he had to give him this Bhagwan's mantra. And when he gave him this mantra, there he had Darshanti, Vibrindavan, Vaikuntha, everything. One becomes a prince. You see, he inherits the wealth of the king. He achieves everything. Therefore they say, oh, where these Babajis get so much wealth from? Oh, we are householders, we see so much hard work. We don't have any cooler, we don't have any AC. But look at these Babajis. They have so many, just see how they have so many luxuries. You see, you go to these sadhus, they have so much, why? They are sons of a king. So if they are the sons of Bhagavan, then will they have any shortage? But if you go to a beggar, then you'll also become a beggar. It's naturally understood. So what can you achieve in this world? What kind of happiness can you have in this world? And Sanatan Goswami gave him this Bhagavan's mantra. He started chanting this Bhagavan's mantra. See his daughter, so many people wanted to marry his daughter. And the Brahmin, he forgot his daughter, he forgot his wealth, he forgot Varanasi. Now he was absorbed in Prajaras. Just wandering in Braj like a madman. And worshipping all the Rajavasis. And everyone would worship him as well. So Sanatan Goswami came to Braj. So many glories of his. On the same tithi, he left this world. All the Rajavasis would address him as Bade Baba. There was no such house where he didn't go. Where he did not benefit, which he did not benefit. Everyone made a chariot for him when he left his body. It's called Mudiyapuno because they shaved their head when he left his body. And they all did his Govardhan Parikrama. And they brought him to Vrindavan. And there in Madan Mohan, there they gave him Samadhi there. You know, someone comes to Braj, they go to Sanatan Goswami. To Samadhi and they have his darshan. Then only can enter Vrindavan. He himself manifested Madan Mohan. Govindeva appeared to Rupa Goswami, Gopinath appeared to Madhupandit, Radharavan appeared to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Banki Bihari appeared to Swami Haridas, Radhavallabhari appeared to Harivansh. And they see, being absorbed by the prema of his bhaktas, Bhagavan, he manifests different sarupas. His bhaktas, whatever you want from this Vrindavan, if you ask, it's a prakrit prem also you will get. But sadhus, they know that if you don't, unless you have an eternal relationship with Bhagavan, what is use of all the wealth of this world? Now it's again and again, you'll have to be born in this world. Therefore, if you come in this world, if you come to Vraj, then take shelter of the Goswami. Who can give you this Samandhagyan eternally with Bhagavan. So today is a very auspicious tithi. Today is the day this Chaturmasya is beginning. This Chaturmasya must chant this holy name fixed number of times every day. Read the Bhagavad, read the Ramayana, read the Vedan, Bhagavad, any rule you follow. Read the Gita, read the... Even if you chant once, anything, just do it. With some resolve, with some nishtha. But don't think of committing violence to others. I'll be jealous of others, I'll be angry towards others, lusty towards others. Tulsidas saying, when will Bhagwan be dear to me? Just as a woman is dear to a lusty man. See, for a wealth is very desirable, for one is very greedy. Same way, when can I have such state attachment towards Bhagavan? So when you form the Sankalpa and Chaturmasya, what should you do? So I should make this vow, this undertaking. That only Bhagavan is my dear beloved. See, if you become beloved of Bhagavan, he himself will look after you. He will not make you independent. Or else you will destroy yourself. You say, I am Prabhu's son. Everything is yours, naturally yours, you inherit everything from me. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, the words spoken by Bhagavan himself, 70 shlokas, read all the different meanings there. with the books of Sanatana Goswami. Every day you read this, chant Harinam. Don't be greedy. Bhagavan will give you whatever you want. And don't touch anything impure, or else you see what. You go to some marriage, and now you see in all the marriages, they're saying, oh, the devotees drink somras. So now even they have a liquor stall there in the marriage. And they give you meat, onions, garlic, saying, oh, Brahmins are eating, so why should I not eat as well? But these Kali Yuga Brahmins, beware of them. And therefore, respect everyone. Don't disobey anyone, don't tease anyone, taunt anyone. Stay far away from impure things. You need to be pure to go towards Bhagavan. Therefore, every day, chant Harinam, read the Gita. Now you see Adhik Mas is coming up, Purushottam Mas. Ekadashi is coming up. And the more Harikirtan you do, Kali Yuga Kevala Nama Adhar. They say in Kali Yuga, the only means to do is Harinam. That's all, guys. The sadhana is useless. Chant the holy name fixed number of times. So you start doing it. First I'll do 4 malas, then 8 rounds, then 16. Slowly you start increasing, they have more and more ruchi. Maybe they don't have Bhagavan's mercy. There's so much shanti. So, we'll listen more tomorrow. Hari Hari Bo!